Andy Hart, pretty good banner raising.
That was good right there. You know I'm not even a Tatum honk. And when I heard that, the honk of Andy came out right there.
He started honking a little?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Like, and I think we may have edited that. I think he even gave it a dramatic pause.
There was a pause. Yes, there was a pause.
He kind of like, I can say to the best fans in the world, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Like, there was a sweet delivery. And it's, those are fun. But, again, one of the texters says, Tatum will be 2 of 11 from 3 next game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, who knows?
He could be.
Yeah,
and sure. They could lose to Washington and be 1-1. And like,
they're not going to lose to Washington.
I don't think so either, but, you know, reality could
set
in.
Kyle Kuzma goes crazy, the dunks on him.
But for that night, with the history and the way they kind of blended history from all the eras and everything they did. Now, I wasn't actually home yet, so I didn't miss the bitching about the banner ceremony on TNT.
I'm glad. I mean, that would have upset me if they didn't.
Did they screw up or did they intentionally not?
They cut the commercial is what I heard. I people said that they were watching it, and as soon as they brought the banner up, it started coming up out of that little box, you know, with the smoke coming out. It was cool, by the way, with the steam coming out of the box. And they had it out. And then they stopped, and I remember, like, they were pulling it, and then, Paliuka was on one of the strings, and I think Wick was on the other one. They were starting to pull it, and then they stopped, and it just sort of hung there, like, all the way up. And then they slowly started pulling it all the way, rest of the way up there. And I think what it sounded like, what people told me anyway, is that they cut the commercial while it was just sort of suspended there before it went all the way up into the rafters, which, I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm not going to tell TNT how to run their broadcast. It's a very, very popular broadcast. But come on, guys. Like, it's only, you only raise the banner once.
Once.
You know?
Once a year. And it's, what, a minute extra you need? A minute and a half? Can't you find a way to squeeze those commercials in or just kind of reconfigure what was going on? Yeah, that's a little bit lame, especially since it's the broadcast.
Right.
It's not even one of those where you could also be watching on NBC Sports Boston and get a different view or something like that. You know what fans are tuning in for. Mm-hmm. Celtics fans all over the country. Yeah, that was lame. I did enjoy making the rounds. It's another thing I missed. Speaking of our guy, Tom Giles from NBC Sports Boston, on his program, did you see mm-hmm. the graphic that was making the rounds where banner 18, Celtics 18, Lakers 17, but a little yellow, and then you read down below, includes Walt Disney World title. Basically devaluing, saying it's not really 17, it's really 18, 16 at this point. That mm-hmm. one doesn't count, which I like. That's good homerific broadcasting.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's good stuff there. I missed that. I didn't see it, but that sounds good, and that sounds indicative of the NBC Sports Boston experience when it comes
Absolutely.
To that. They're very petty with their graphics, and that's one of the many things I love about them.
Yes.
The rings, nice rings.
Yeah, I don't love
pretty
the
pretty nice looking
top.
Ring. They're like little Lego rings, but still, I mean, they were humongous, and they were all, you could see even from where I was sitting, you could see they were big rings.
Yeah, and they're nice. They're awesome. I do love that, you know, in a weird way, you know, some of the players and coaches criticize them. Like Joe Mazzulla was like too big, never wear it. And Al Horford told a story of apparently he had a dislocated finger when they measured for it. So he was all swollen. So now Ooh. He has a ring that doesn't fit because his finger is back to normal size. But they're cool rings. I like simple rings. You can go as big as you want. I don't care how big. But you remove the face of it. Also, I wonder, I have this whole theory about anything in my life that is modular or moves. Eventually, it doesn't work right anymore. Like, it doesn't clasp as tight.
Right.
And you could be, if you open that a million times on the millionth and first, you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you look down and the top's missing from your freaking world championship ring. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't think people are really walking down the street with those things on, but you know, yeah,
if you wear
know.
Them,
if
you're
you
walking.
Yes, true.
Tully Bantakane left his in a bathroom in the Providence Place Mall.
It's true.
So it can happen.
It can happen. What do you think? What do you think was the story there? You know? Like why did he have his why
just
did he
took
have
a dark
his,
turn?
Why did he have his Super Bowl ring at the mall in the first place?
I don't know. One theory I'll throw out there, maybe there's a card shop in there where he was doing like a signing or
Makes
he was
sense,
a meet
yeah.
and greet
something like that.
Or even just a business deal with the guy, maybe something like that.
Maybe he just met Putin, you know, and he tried to get the ring and he
maybe
grabbed
he was
it
on a date.
Something like that, yeah.
If sure. I was trying to score, I'd probably wear my Super Bowl ring or my world title ring, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That might help you out, especially if you're, no disrespect to him, but you're Tully Bantakane. You're not Tom Brady or Gronk.
Right.
Kind of that second tier player. you want to make sure they really know that you were on the field and you were a champion.
Yeah, Jordan Walsh. Jordan Walsh goes out, you know.
Yeah, he's wearing the hell out of that thing.
He's got that thing on. Sure. Hey, wow, look, it pops off, too. See?
Yeah, you want to see inside my ring? You know what I'm saying?
Gross. What'd you see? What'd you think about the players, about the ex-players they had? Cousy was there representing the old guard. Maxwell from the 80s. Nobody really from the 70s. I thought maybe they'd bring out Cowens or something like that.
Yeah.
I used to go to Dave Cowens' basketball camp when I was a kid, so I figured he's still around here somewhere. I don't know where he's living now, but he's in his 70s, and
it was 40 years ago. You don't think he might have moved in the last 40 years?
I have no idea. I don't know where he lives. I don't know what his deal is. But you'd think, you know, for a guy who was an integral part of those championships in the 70s, that he would be around or that he'd want to pop back in for something like that. I don't know. I do know he's in his 70s again, so who knows what that's even like for him. But the only real connection between the 60s to the 80s was, or really the only connection from the 60s to 2007 and 2008 was Maxwell.
Max.
Because after that, it was nobody really. I mean, who are you going to bring in? Dino Raja from the 90s? There's not much there. Antoine Walker,
Twan?
I guess somebody could have brought him in, but he never won anything. Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett. Nice to see Ray Allen back with those guys. Wasn't expecting that to ever be a thing again. And he was out there and got a big, big reaction. I thought I liked that. And I was part of the chorus of, hey, Ray Allen's a traitor and he went to the Heat and blah, 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 blah. I like seeing him there. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I heard Ray Allen. And then the other thing that maybe only I thought of. So as they do the ring by ring, you know, ownership, coaches, the whole thing, and then they get into players, and no disrespect, but you go from least important to most important.
Right.
I was wondering, who's going to get the final ring? Is it Tatum, because he's Jason Tatum, and he's the be-all, end-all, God's-all player of the Boston Celtics, or is it going to be your finals MVP in Eastern Conference? Now, it ended up being Tatum, and I don't think Brown had an issue with that, but do you think that was even a discussion of who goes last?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it was going to be Tatum no matter what.
Yeah. Why would you give it to the guy who actually won the title?
Because he's not the best player on the team.
Yeah, it's not what that trophy said for the series.
For the series, sure, but overall player on the team.
Why were you there at this night putting a banner up? Which series? Oh, that series, the one which he was the best player.
Sure. Hey, take it up with the Celtics.
Do you think they even talked about it?
Probably not.
Anyone said, hey, who goes last?
No. Because he's the last one who gets announced in starting lineups. He's considered the best player on the team. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know, you'd be mad about it if you want. But you made it
to the finals and won the finals because of one guy being considered the best player.
Oh, yeah. They definitely wouldn't have won without Jalen Brown. They couldn't have beat the Dallas Mavericks or the Pacers.
I didn't
or any
say
of those
wouldn't
teams.
Have won, but
they would have gotten real beat up on with those guys.
Most valuable player. Words have meanings. Trophies have meanings.
They do.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they would have lost without him, is what I'm saying. 617-779-7937. Let's take a couple Celtics calls here before we switch gears and go Patriots. Jerry's in the car. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, hey, guys. It sounds like you weren't watching on TV, but you were there live or something. But that banner was a quarter of the way out of the box, and boom, they switched to commercial.
Okay.
I have two 24-year-old boys at home. One was down in the basement, one was upstairs. We met in the middle of the house. Say, what the hell was that? It was the craziest, stupidest thing that we've ever seen in our lives. I mean, it's like going all the way to the Super Bowl. We're about to say the trophy, ladies and gentlemen. They go to commercial, and they come back, and it's over. It was just absurd.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, Jerry. That is very uncool. And if you want, we got your number. I can text you the video I took drunk up in the balcony of the banner going up.
Is it a good video, at least?
It's not. It's very shaky. It's a very shaky video. I went back and looked at all of them. I tried to get, because where we are, you know, you can see the Jumbotron better than you can see the little ants on the ground. So I tried to get that all in one picture, you know, and when I was shooting the video of it, and also trying to watch without really looking, because I didn't want to be looking through the phone and experiencing it all that way, but
live
I didn't want to record it. And it was a very, very poor video that I took. Even with these new iPhones where it's like, they keep it steady for you, even if you're, it still was very, very bad.
How drunk were you?
I just wasn't looking, you know? I wasn't looking at what I was taping.
I think the said it all.
Yeah, I mean, listen, come on. I have a two-year-old. I don't get out that much anymore.
No, the only reason I'm asking is we were on the air till 6, and the ceremony was at 7.
Yeah, ever heard of a power hour? It's a thing people do at Sullivan's Tap. And
well played.
Elsewhere. Tyler's in Salem. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about the game last night. It looked like they just picked up right where they left off game 5. And I got to say, I'm buying all the stock and shifting my chips back in the pot. They're going to win it again. And I'm going to see you guys down at Dillon's on Boylston again. We're going to party it up like it was last year again. All right. Promise you we're going to do it again.
Sounds good, Tyler. And I remember, you coming down there for the parade. That was cool. We had a good time at Dylan's last year. I'd imagine we'll be there again for another parade this year. I think that's very, very likely. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick pause here on Celtics-related, NBA-related stuff because Jerod Mayo spoke today. And talk about a guy being under fire right now. Talk about a guy feeling the heat. Jerod Mayo, we'll get to his comments and what he had to say about all this stuff surrounding him and the potential hot seat that he's on right after this.